After spending the second parak of the Masechta not really discussing the service in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah returns to the subject of the Masechta, and at the end of the first parak, we already reach the stage of the morning of Yom Kippur. The Masechta began with 7 days before Yom Kippur, and then it got nearer and nearer. Erev Yom Kippur, as Yom Kippur is coming in, the night of Yom Kippur, the first service which was done in the morning of Yom Kippur, the Trumas Hadeshen, taking some of the ashes from the Mizbeach and putting it onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. And the next thing which was done was the slaughtering of the Korban Tomid. But this can only be done after dawn. So in order to ascertain and make sure that the sun had already begun to rise, and it was daytime, Omar Lehem Amun Muneh, the one who was appointed, and we're going to understand that this is referring to the deputy Kohen Gadol, the one who would replace the Kohen Gadol if he wasn't able to perform the service. So he would say to the Kohanim who were present, Tzu Ra'u, go out and see im higia zman ha-shechita, if the time for slaughtering the Korban Tomid had arrived. Meaning, go to somewhere where it's a high place, look far out and see if you can see if the sun has begun to rise. So they would go out, some learn that it was a specific Kohen who would have the job to go and see if the sun had begun to rise. And im higia, if that time had arrived, so haroya umi barakai, the person who sees it, who sees any glimmer of light, would say barakai, which comes from the word borok, which means a ray of light. So even if he just saw one little ray of light, that was a sign that the dawn had already begun, the day had already begun, and therefore the Korban Tomid could be slaughtered. Now Matisse ben Shmuel says, and although there are those who learn that he is just explaining the Tanakama, we are going to understand that he is arguing. Because according to the Tanakama, it's enough that there's just one little ray of light, and that's already considered the start of the day. But Matisse ben Shmuel says that he has to say, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, the entire face of the east side, where the sun rises from, has lit up. Meaning it's only considered the beginning of the day once there's more than just one ray of light, but once you can actually see the light properly across the entire eastward direction. So only if you would say that, then we would start, you know, we would be interested. That's enough. So the Skan Kohen Gadol, or even the other Kohanim who are present there, would ask him, Adshe b'Chevron, is it light all the way until Chevron? Is there enough light that you can actually already see towards Chevron? And the reason why they would mention this place specifically is because that is where the Ovos and the Emohos are buried, in Ma'aras HaMachpelah. So in order to mention the Ovos and their merit, we make mention of their place of burial as well. V'hu Omer Hein, and this person who saw the light, would say, yes, indeed the day has begun, there is enough light, and so the time for offering and slaughtering the Korban Tomid has arrived.